thankful to have this opportunity and truly mean that. It's odd times that we're in, but just thankful for every time that we can gather at the Lord's house and whatever capacity that we can. I'm glad that we can. So I would ask an interest in your prayers this evening, and again, just want that to said and done to be what pleases the Lord. I want to take a reading tonight from the 5th chapter of 1 John, beginning with the first verse here. And parts of this, no doubt, I'm sure, familiar to you. If not, I encourage you to make them that way. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I believe that's where we'll stop the reading this evening. The 9th verse is what has been on my heart actually for quite some time. It says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. And I thought about that statement, that if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Every one of us, I would say to a certain extent at least, trust what people say. Particularly maybe here, as we look around at our brothers and sisters, we'd say, well, if they tell me something, I pretty much believe it to be true. But for the most part, as we know, or as probably we've learned as time goes on, I would say I probably was in my 30s before I began to realize that media could twist things how they wanted to, that the newspaper didn't always print the truth. That the newscasters didn't always tell the exact truth, but their version of it. And mankind does that sometimes. We give our version of the truth. But God is always truth. If God says it, you can always take it to the bank, as they say. You know, we use terms sometimes. I bet we've all used the term or heard the term, well, they had good intentions. Or it was an honest mistake. I've heard that one a lot in my profession, because mistakes happen. It was an honest mistake. Which are all nice ways of saying that men aren't reliable. That we're not infallible. That we're going to make errors and mistakes. But God does not make errors and mistakes.
That's right.
Any of them. Never once has God made an error in anything. Sometimes we misinterpret what God is doing, or maybe what God has done, but it's not because God made a mistake, it's because we misinterpreted the thing. He said that the witness of God is greater than the witness of man. And I've thought about the many different things that people are used as witnesses for. We're even used as witnesses for God, which that should carry a heavier weight than maybe it always does. As I read this, that's what it brought to my heart, was I need to be a better witness, a more reliable witness for the testimony that God has given me. But we trust men in this life with other men's lives to a certain extent. Byron's not here, I don't think, or I'd poke fun at the lawyers. But we get men together and we say, what happened? You witnessed this thing, what took place? And men have the ability to tell the truth and the ability to lie. That's just the simple facts of it. But God is not a liar and incapable of such. I'm thankful tonight that whatever God so leads us in, we can know that it's the truth. It says that we have the witness in ourselves. And what does that mean? It means that when we're saved, just like the scripture says, that God takes up abode in our heart. That we know the truth when we hear it, because the truth dwells within us. I don't perfectly know the scripture front to back. I wish that I did. And no man really does. There's some better than others without question because of the effort that they've made. But yet we can know the truth without having all knowledge. Why? Because God is in us. We know that we trust people. I wasn't in your heart when you got saved, but I believe the testimony of many people in this life that said that they found the Lord, and I believe them. And why do we believe them? Because the Spirit bears witness. That's just what it says happens. And we know that it doesn't just say it, but we've experienced those things if we've been saved and alive very long. We know that God puts his approval, I guess, for lack of a better word, on those testimonies and those things that happen. My encouragement tonight is not, I guess, to be more cynical towards mankind, which I'm cynical enough for all of us. But don't be naive either. Don't believe everything you hear or see, because those things deceive us. But my hope is that we put a greater trust in the Lord. You could take both of those things probably from that scripture and say maybe trust men less. That's not really what's on my heart. It's to trust God more. If we'll trust the Lord more as mankind, then we could trust one another more, couldn't we? If all of us were serving the Lord the best that we could, we wouldn't lie to one another. We wouldn't misspeak. And all that sometimes happens somewhat by accident. It's not always malicious intent. But nonetheless, we make mistakes in this life, and we see that. But God doesn't. And I'm thankful that he doesn't. That he helps us to see his will. Helps us to see his will as he sees it. And that's the important part, is I always have ideas I think are good. And they are good in my own mind. And sometimes they're just awful in the grand plan. They wouldn't be what God would want. They wouldn't really be what I would want if I could see things correctly. But God knows what we're in need of today and has given the testimony to that effect, that what we need is his Son. We need Jesus Christ. If there's one thing this life needs today, it's more truth in the Lord. It's to realize that God really is in control. Read this morning the scripture that talks about those that speak against government and things, and it says presumptuous are they. And politically, we all have our opinions, but I know enough to know that no matter who is in charge, somebody's not happy with it. Every time. And evil gets spoken of about every leader that's ever been, at least since I was alive. And I'm sure way back when, before it was all recorded for purposes like it is now, I'm sure there were those that didn't like the first one. But the truth is that nothing, I say all that to say this, nothing has flown under God's radar.
That's right.
Nothing is in a place where God doesn't know about it or doesn't care about it or doesn't have the perfect answer for all that we face, because he does. I've thought about this virus and all the things that we've heard and seen, and the only consistent thing is that there has not been consistency. Nobody knows what's going on. And some have good intentions, no doubt, and some don't, like with everything in life. But what I do know is that God knows, and he knows about it. And I'm not saying to be reckless with things. That's not what I'm saying. But if this is the means that God chooses to take me out of this earth, there's not going to be anything I can do to prevent it. That's just the truth of it. But I'm thankful today to know that I have God's witness down within me. I know where I'm going to spend eternity, not because of what I read or what I hear or what someone else has told me, because I have the witness in myself. It says that he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. If that's not the clearest one verse in the scripture, I don't know what might be. I've always been a fan of that one because it's to the point. You either have Jesus and you have life, or you don't. And you don't. I would tonight, if the Lord speaks to your heart, if you need to do anything in effort to please the Lord, that you would. Whether that's to seek the Lord, whether that's to testify, whether it's just simply that we dismiss and we leave. I don't know what the Lord has in mind, but I can say we have to please him. And that whatever he leads us in is the truth, and it's what we stand in need of. I just encourage you, want to encourage you to think about that scripture throughout the week. We trust lots of people in one way or another every day. You know, if time goes on, I'm going to go to work tomorrow. I don't get paid every day. I trust that after a certain amount of time, I'm going to get a paycheck. There's trust there. You know, as of this point, they've not failed me yet, so I'm going to trust them. This is going to happen. We all do that with lots of different things. You know, I drive to work with however many thousands of people on the road. I trust they're not going to attempt to kill me. It might happen, even with good intentions. So I would that we would just consider the Lord, and are we trusting the Lord as much as we ought to? I guess I'll just leave that question with you. I've found in my life sometimes questions bring about more thoughts than statements do. So just ask yourself if you're trusting the Lord as much as you ought to be. Bless you.